All or Nothing is the latest movie from Mike Leigh, the British writer and director who's best known for his sad and funny tales of working-class people. Like Leigh's Oscar-nominated 1996 movie, Secrets and Lies, All or Nothing stars Timothy Spall as the head of a family in crisis. Pat Dowell reports.
All or Nothing tells the story of a hapless cab driver, played by Timothy Spall, who seems shell-shocked by life.
I mean, if you knew what was going to happen to you, you'd wake up in the morning, you'd never get out of bed. That's life. The old clock ticks, world turns around, tide comes in, tide goes out. You're born, you die, and that's it.
Sure, Mrs. Mike is safe way.
Mike Leigh's films have been described as brutally honest, ruefully funny, and brilliantly acted and directed. All of those things are being said about All or Nothing. One reviewer called it the bleakest film of Mike Leigh's career. He bristles at that.
It is palpable nonsense to talk about it as my bleakest film because, I mean, many people will remember Naked, a film we made about 10 years ago, and you can hardly suggest that All or Nothing is more bleak or depressing or pessimistic a view of the world than Naked.
Which is the disturbing story of a drifter who can't bear being liked. In fact, Leigh points out, his first film, made in 1971, was actually called Bleak Moments, because its emotionally isolated characters were no closer to each other at the end of the movie than at the beginning. Leigh thinks the end of his newest film looks hopefully toward the future, and that it taps into matters that have been preoccupations for him throughout his career.
Love and relationships and surviving and work and families and being a parent and children and fulfillment and potential, all those things.
And as with most of Leigh's films, All or Nothing can't help taking the temperature of its setting in contemporary working-class England. The director insists that it's not a satirical attack on life under the government of Labour leader Tony Blair, the way Leigh's 1989 film High Hopes railed against Margaret Thatcher.
I don't know that the sadness, the emotional content, the central issues of the film, I don't think you can blame them entirely on Blair and his government. I mean, you know, they are universal issues. But, you know, the landscape, the actual material fibre of, like, for example, where they live and so forth, you know, the very fact that you see people moving up and down streets that are still in a state of serious decay is a symptom of what the so-called socialist government has not achieved.
The decaying landscape of contemporary England is very much a concern of the film nonetheless, as it looks inside the apartments of three London families who live in an oppressively forlorn public housing project. The buildings are stacked around a worn courtyard, which Leigh jokingly calls a piazza. Place is important to his film, says the director, and to his famously unique process of developing the script with his cast as they work out who their characters are on location.
I would be quite unable to do what you might conventionally call write the film if I didn't actually see it. In other words, to be very clear about that, when it comes to constructing the actual final action that we shoot, which is very, very finely rehearsed and, if you like, scripted, though the scripting is done through rehearsal, I don't go away separately and bring back pieces of paper. I can only do that with the actors by being in the location. They can only really be totally real and three-dimensional by being in the location and behaving in a natural way. I suppose I do think that the poetry of place is as important an aspect of what I'm trying to do as the poetry of people.
Leigh shot the film in an actual housing project. The fact that it was abandoned, the director says, made it easier for him to enhance its air of desolation. Plenty of people still live in such places, says actor Timothy Spall, the cabbie in All or Nothing. He grew up in one and appreciates the creative role the grim housing project plays in the film.
The way that the film is shot, particularly some of the shots of this, the courtyard or piazza, whatever we're jokingly calling it, with people mingling in the late autumn sun or the evening sun, I think that might capture something that is both bleak and rather beautiful in a desperate way at times in that place.
Spall says the film has a similar quality.
On the whole, we have invented and created this bleak landscape, but halfway through it, something cracks in the centre of it, and an emotion starts building underneath it, which, juxtaposed against the bleakness of this environment, builds to such a level that it almost becomes magnificent in its power and style, and proves that these people who are often written off as people who aren't able to express themselves in such ways almost become regal in their despair and expression of it. And I think, personally, that's one of the main brilliant achievements of the movie.
I ain't got no skills. I don't earn enough money. I know I'm a disappointment to you. I know I get on your nerves. It's like something's died. I feel like an old tree that ain't got no water.
These are feelings that everyone has, says Mike Lee.
The truth is that although it takes place on a public housing project, which is obviously in London, really the film is primarily not about England or London or Britain. It's the emotional landscape that's important. It's the human dimension.
Apparently, the distributors of Mike Lee's 16th movie think that comes across. The director says All or Nothing will have wider release than any of his previous films, including the popular Secrets and Lies and Topsy-Turvy. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.